Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Let's all stand up and go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to assemble together tonight. Hallelujah. Bless every soul here, O Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Bless, hallelujah. Let souls be touched and stirred and changed tonight and born again. We ask that you to pour out your spirit, Lord God. Send revival to those of us that have the Holy Ghost. And send the Holy Ghost to those, hallelujah, who have not salvation. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Praise the beautiful one. Everybody say Jesus. Worship Jesus. Praise the beautiful. Praise the beautiful. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the beautiful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the scriptural text tonight from Exodus 20, verse 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. Hallelujah. Let's pray, Lord Jesus, open our understanding to your word, which is forever settled in heaven, and anoint this preacher, Lord God, anoint these lips of clay, that I could rightly divide your word of truth tonight and teach someone here something, oh God, that we would all learn from your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and you may be seated in Jesus' name. And I want to thank those that are praying for us. Hallelujah. I believe people that are hearing our services, hallelujah, over the internet, whether it be through the CD-ROMs or from the internet radio or from the website, hallelujah. We appreciate the prayers of the faithful saints. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Galatians 5, verse 9. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Praise the Lord. Now, I can't really claim to be an expert here on the subject tonight. Praise the Lord. But I'm preaching to you on the subject of adultery. We need to understand, though I think we need to obey the word of God, whether we understand what's wrong with it or not. If God says, thou shalt not do something, then we need to shalt not do that, even if we don't understand it. But it can be helpful to have greater insight and understand exactly what it is that God is telling us. We need to look at the word. I think a lot of people have a total misconception about adultery. Everybody kind of knows what it is. It's when a person that's married has sex with someone they're not married to. But the problem with that is it adulterates. The word adultery does not come from the word adult. It has nothing to do with the word adult. It comes from the word adulterate, which the dictionary says to make impure, to make something less pure by adding inferior or unsuitable elements or substances to it, to change, corrupt. So it doesn't come from the word adult. It comes from a word that means to make impure, to mix something bad into something good, to make it impure. Adulterant, something that makes something else less pure. Another scripture from Galatians 5, verse 9. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. People, I've used this analogy before. If you set a beautiful table with the finest of china and had everything, the napkins and the forks and everything, just perfect, and set a grand feast on a big table, and you put this little piece of dog poop in the middle of the table, what are people going to notice? Are they going to notice all that work that you did or all those beautiful plates? No. They're going to notice, there's dog poop on that table. Think about it, there's a lot of truth to that. You can mess up. It's so easy in life to mess up, to have everything going just right and then mess up. How many people have traded their soul, their salvation? They live for God many years sometimes, and then they go off after some kind of little sin. And what gets noticed? Does their good record get noticed? No, their sin gets noticed. A person could go 20, 30, 40 years without ever robbing a bank. But then if he goes in and robs a bank one time, what are the police going to be concerned with? They're going to be concerned with that bank robbery. They're not going to care that the guy might have gone 40 or 50 years without ever robbing a bank. They're going to be concerned with what he did. People go years without drinking, then all of a sudden they go get drunk and wreck their car. It doesn't matter. Because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. That means, like if you're making bread, this is talking about a lump of dough. Now, if you just cook it out flat, it'll make crackers. But if you put a little bit of yeast in it, the yeast or the leaven grows all through it and makes it rise up into bread. And that's a principle that we need to know. A little sin can corrupt the whole you. Just a little bit of sin. You take an honest person and he goes and steals a penny. He's still a thief now because he stole that penny. You need to understand, it just takes a little bit of sin to corrupt you. But most of this corruption that God, why God doesn't like it, a lot of people say, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Adulterate, make impure, to make something less pure by adding inferior or unsuitable elements. Corruption. So really, adultery, what's wrong with adultery is it is a type of pollution. It is a spiritual pollution. A marriage where that occurs then becomes polluted. All through the Bible, and go to some scriptures. Leviticus 20, verse 10, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. In the Old Testament, they had some pretty strict rules. Deuteronomy 5, verse 18, neither shalt thou commit adultery. And Proverbs 6, 32, but whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. That's how serious it is. That's how serious this kind of sin is. You need to never do it. If you've ever done it, you need to repent and ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. And you need to get your sins washed away by being baptized in Jesus' name. And these sins in your life that God said are worthy of death, he will pay with his own blood if you get baptized in Jesus' name and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 15, 29, instructions to the church, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols and from blood and from things strangled and from fornication. From which, if you keep yourselves, you shall do well, fare ye well. The Christians are warned that if they do, see, a lot of the Bible is warning Christians, even people that obeyed Acts 2:38, that baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, that even if they do things, they will go to hell. If you or I do these things. Romans 1:29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Notice carefully that list. He lists all these sins, all this wicked stuff. He says, not only do they do that stuff, they take pleasure in those that are doing that stuff. You want to know why we don't watch television? Because the people watching television are taking pleasure in watching the people that are doing all this evil stuff. That's why Christians don't watch television or movies or things like that with all this sex and sin and violence and things like that. That's why we don't do that. Because the Bible says not only people do that, but they have pleasure in them that do them. So that's what's wrong with watching a lot of the things. That's a warning to Christians, by the way. It's a letter to the Romans. Corinthians 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. A fornicator, that is the word fornication. It means people having sex with other people when they're not married. That's what fornication is. It is a mortal sin. It's something that the world thinks is normal and everyday, and God says you will go straight to hell so fast for that. You cannot be a fornicator and go to heaven. That doesn't mean that you might not have it in your past, but you got to repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He said, know ye not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. Because there are deceivers out there. There's these false preachers who tell you you can live however you want to and still go to heaven, but they're liars from hell. That's the only problem with a Trinitarian preacher. He's a liar from hell. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters. There's the Trinity again. Nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Talking about the homosexuals. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But check this out. And such were some of you. He said, y'all used to be like that. He said, but you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. They're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by being baptized in Jesus' name. And they're justified by the Spirit of our God because they're filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? And that's another reason we don't go to false churches, the harlot churches, the Trinity churches. Christians don't go to Trinity churches because they're making the members of a harlot. It's spiritual adultery. Adultery. To make impure. To make something less pure by adding inferior or unsuitable elements. And that's what you do to your own self if you take your own self into a false church. It's corruption. Adultery. Something that makes something else less pure. All this stuff about spiritual adultery. The watering down. The watering down of that which is pure to make it impure. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For the two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. This is such a warning. Flee fornication. That's, the Bible says, flee illicit sex. Run from it. If you've got somebody wanting to have illicit relations with you, run. Run as if your soul dependent on it, because it does. Run as if your life dependent on it. It says flee, because that's the destroyer of your soul there. Flee fornication. And he tells you why. It says, every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? He's talking to people that have the Holy Ghost here, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. That's right. People that are Christians have had their sins washed away and filled with the Holy Ghost. They're not their own anymore. You don't belong to yourself if you're a Christian. You belong to God. It says, for you are bought with a price, because see, he bought you back. If you're a real Christian, he bought you back from the executioner's block with his own blood. He brought you back. He bought you. He paid for you if you're a Christian. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
And in Galatians 5:19, we have another warning. These are warnings to people who had the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues and have been baptized in Jesus' name, warning them of things that could get them. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why Christians are not party type people. I mean, we get together for fellowship and sharing of meals and stuff like that. But Christians don't party as the world parties, because these are works of the flesh, drunkenness, revelings. That's why we don't do such things. Ephesians 5, verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. That's a sin that should never happen in a church. It says not even once. Don't even let fornication happen in your church. Not even once. Let it not be named among you. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Colossians 3, verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. That's why Christians don't hug on someone else's husband or wife. You hug only on your own wife. The world and everybody's all this hugging and stuff. You know, it's okay for a holy hug between guys or between girls, but we don't do all this hugging and stuff, because it causes lust. It's inordinate affection. And that can mean other things as well, but I won't get into all that. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. And then Jude 1, verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner are giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, that's talking about homosexuality, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. It's a grave sin, these sodomites, homosexuals, effeminate. It says that he suffered the vengeance. That's God poured out fire from heaven on these cities that committed those sins. And people into that kind of stuff, you need to get away from them as far and as fast as you can. It's an example. They were given as an example because God poured out fire from heaven upon them. And they also suffer the vengeance of eternal fire in hell. Revelation 2, verse 14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Revelation 2, verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Revelation 9, 21. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. A lot of people are trading their soul for a few moments of pleasure. They're trading their soul, their marriage, their family, their home, their whole future, the welfare of their kids, the happiness of their kids and families, just for a few moments of pleasure. Because it makes then their marriage polluted. The issue of adultery. Adultery is not a word. Remember, does not come from the word adult. A lot of people think, well, that's something that adults do. No, not at all. It comes from the word adulterate, to pollute. A marriage where the people have not been faithful to one another is polluted. It's a whole lot easier. Sometimes like a stream or something. You know, a lot of people are very conscious about this kind of thing. You can't just always just turn around and unpollute something. Once something's polluted, once a bunch of oil or something is spilled around, you can't always just undo it. You know, a lot of sins are like that. Read this definition. Adulterate, to make impure, to make something less pure by adding inferior or unsuitable elements or substances to it. To change, corrupt. The issue of adultery is that it corrupts a marriage. An adulterant, something that makes something else less pure. And God used these same terms speaking of the church as his bride and the Catholic Church and her Trinitarian denominations as the harlot daughters. And it is spiritually unchaste, it's whorish, for true Christians to mix or fellowship with false Christians because it adulterates them. It makes something less pure. And what is holiness but purity? So the whole issue, God uses these same issues, these same, talking about marriage, talk about the marriage supper of the Lamb, the bride of Christ. He uses this terminology because it's a terminology of purity, of being uncorrupt, pure, as contrasted with impure. That's why Christians shouldn't go to false churches. Hallelujah. Married people should stay with them with each other. Because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And there are things that once they're corrupted, they cannot be restored. So that's why it's important. And sins, like fornication, the Bible says is the world thinks it's just part of normal life. But to the Word of God, I hope you've seen from the Word of God, if nothing else tonight, how serious God regards sex. How serious a sin it is. The sin of fornication and the sin of adultery. These are extremely serious sins. The Bible says, I don't know of any other sin. The Bible doesn't say flee murder. Or flee covet or flee theft. Flee theft. But it says flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. So, the two things I'd like to leave you with in closing is that you understand that the word adultery comes from the word adulterate, which means to make impure, to pollute. An adulterant, like you talk about, if some chemical, if some food gets contaminated, you know, rat poison is mostly good food. You know, rat poison used to be like 99% ingredients was healthy, good grain. It has to be there so the rat will eat it. But that little 1 or 2% of poison is what kills the rat. Yeah, rat poison is mostly good, nourishing food. But it has a little bit of an adulterant in it. Food that becomes polluted when something goes wrong, and something gets into a vat of something, you know, they create a big bunch of food and they got to throw it out. It's something, an adulterant, something that makes it impure. I'm sure if you ever get paint, you know, and you happen to, drop a little bit of dirt or a dirt clod or something into the paint, it adulterates it, messes it up. Makes it impure, something that makes something less pure. That's what adultery is about. It's a very, very serious sin. And fornication is the same sin, but done by people who are not married. But it's still a sin. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, be ye holy as I am holy. God said. And there's all kinds of warnings. I know the false churches that tell you, oh, you can do this, so we sin every day. Well, they do sin every day because they're just in a cult. They're not Christians at all. And, yeah, they're just living in sin, pretending to be Christian. And when they die, they're going straight to hell. Christians do not live in sin. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Praise the Lord. In closing, Ephesians 5, verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Those are sins that you need to just never have in your life at all. If you've not committed those sins, don't ever mess around with it. If you have, repent and ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. And get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.